What it do, sports fans? What's shaking? That's right, we're to the Rose Bowl game, and this is Brett Gunner bringing all the action, all the play-by-play to you. We get the USC Trojans 10-2 pitted against the Michigan Wolverines of the Big Ten. It's a shame that neither team is happy to be in such a historic bowl like the Rose Bowl. I mean, come on, this thing has its own parade. It has beautiful, beautiful floats going down, and neither one of these teams wants to be in because they're so sorry they blew their chances to be in the national championship game. And when I'm talking about blew their chances, look at the USC Trojans. They lost to a mediocre UCLA team in their last game of the season to just blow the chance to play the Buckeyes in the national championship. If both teams don't show up mentally prepared for this game, you might as well throw it out. This is going to be a great game if they come prepared, come ready to play, come ready to win. It might be one of the best BCS games. The position matchups are better than any other BCS bowl game. For example, we got Chad Henne versus John David Booty. Both are about even at the quarterback spot. Michigan's running game has the edge, though, with Michael Hart. But the disadvantage would have to go because the USC Trojans have a phenomenal passing attack with Steven Smith and Dwayne Jarrett, the great Dwayne Jarrett from New Jersey. You know he's going to come out as a junior. He's ready for the NFL level. But is the Rose Bowl going to be his stage? And that's where the Brett Gunner expertise and expert insight comes in. Because to any normal Joe, this could come down either way, because both of these teams could not come prepared mentally, but Brett Gunner has inside information. Michigan is loaded with a talented offense. Their first-year coordinator, Mike DeBoard, has gotten the most out of infusing the zone run concept with Mike Hart's strengths as a runner. Chad Henne is playing very effective and has been getting the ball to Mario Manningham and Stevie Breston and Adrian Arrington deep in the passing game. But the main reason that I have to go with Michigan on this game is their defense is in an elite class, barely stunning Ohio State and co. But look at the coordinator, Ron English, who everybody at Michigan takes seriously, even though he's in his first year, to just amp up the bowl practices. Leon Hall is a great leader for this team. He's ready to bring it. He's ready that it's in broad. He had a shaky performance against Ted Ginn Jr., but he's ready to bring it for Michigan. Look at Lamar Woodley and Prescott Burgess to bring it from the linebacking spot. Alan Branch, the 330-pound defensive tackle, will eat up Emmanuel Moody, Chauncey Washington, and this USC rushing attack. John David Booty won't get it done against Leon Hall in the secondary. Dwayne Jarrett's NFL outing party will get spoiled, and I have to make my pick. Gunner has to make his pick, and it's 31-17. The Michigan Wolverines will triumph over the USC Trojans. You can mark it down on your calendar. You can TiVo the game if you want to catch all the highlights of Michigan defensive tackles dominating the USC rushing attack. You can switch the channels to Grey's Anatomy if you like that show. Ha, just kidding. Put your money down in Vegas. Make everybody in the office wonder if you can see the stars aligning, because you can. Because you have Brett Gunner making the pick, and the pick is Michigan. Go mark it down. Take all your bookies' money. Make the pick tonight. It's Gunner style.